بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. That is question and answer on Islamic beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is over here from the Islamic House of Qom to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
What is the meaning of Mus'haf al-Fatimah al-Zahra, peace be upon her, and what is its subject matter? This is the main question for today's discussion. All right, Sheikh, we know that Mus'haf literally means a collection of pages or a codex, okay?
Sure.
So what does it mean when we say the codex or collection of papers of Fatimah al-Zahra?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is one of the misunderstood topics by many Muslims, and I mean, sometimes you see that some non-Shi'as, because of a kind of misunderstanding regarding Mus'haf Fatima, they have accused Shi'a of some, accusations that I will share later in today's program. So we know that when our Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family passed away, Lady Zahra Salamuna alayha, she was very sad, and then she went through many troubles and afflictions. And then somehow to console her, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angel Jibreel. And so there were discussions, or a kind of conversation between the archangel Jibreel and Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha. So basically, Mus'haf Fatima is the book containing the words that Lady Zahra Salamuna alayha heard from Jibreel. And of course, she dictated to Imam Ali alayhi salam, and Imam Ali alayhi salam wrote them down. Okay, so This is what Mus'haf Fatima is all about. Because the term Mus'haf sometimes is used to refer to the Noble Book of Quran, some people, out of lack of knowledge, they have thought that Mus'haf Fatima is referring to another type of the Quran believed by the Shia, which is not the case. In the past, Mus'haf, as you rightly mentioned, was referred to a collection of pages. And
that's right.
Still today, it's not the case that Mus'haf is only referring to the Noble Book of Quran. No, Mus'haf is a collection of pages.
Yes.
It can refer to any book.
All right.
So to claim that Mus'haf Fatima was a type of Quran believed by the Shia is not true at all.
It is wrong. Even sometimes they accuse Shias of, you have your own Quran.
Yeah.
Your own Shia Quran. There is no such a thing. Our Quran is the same as the Quran everywhere. Okay.
Sure. So what is mentioned in Mus'haf Fatima, what Lady Zahra Salamun alayha received from the Archangel Jibreel, is regarding the following topics. One part is about consoling Lady Zahra Salamun alayha. As I mentioned, she was so sad after the demise of the Prophet and what happened to her later. And there are some news about the Prophet and his position in the hereafter, in paradise. And mainly it is talking about the future events, about some of the rulers, their names, and the news of what will happen in future, and some of the news of the past, the prophets, of the believers, disbelievers, their destiny, and so on and so forth. So basically, this is what Mus'haf Fatima is all about.
Is it clear that Lady Fatima compiled it, or no, it was a revelatory type of knowledge or a kind of intuitional knowledge coming to her?
Yeah. As I mentioned, Lady Zahra Salamuna alayha had some conversation with the Archangel Jibreel.
Okay.
So she receives she received these revelations, and then she dictated to Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Okay, okay.
And Imam Ali alayhi salam wrote them uh-huh. down in That's the right. form of Mushaf Fatima.
That's right. Okay.
So as I mentioned, Mushaf Fatima has no relation to the Noble Book of Quran. Mm-hmm. Even some narrations explicitly mention that there is no ayah, there is no verse in Mushaf Fatima. As I mentioned, mainly it talks about the future, about the events in the future and some of the news of the past.
All right.
Now, having said that, some people, may argue that how is it possible for a person who is not a prophet to talk to Archangel Jibreel? And the answer to that is that this is not the only case. The Noble Book of Quran refers to some people, especially some ladies, who had also received some inspirations, ilhamat, or we may call it wahy, revelation, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Archangel Jibreel. So in the case of Lady Maryam salamullah alayha, the Quran explicitly says that she had a kind of conversation with Jibreel. Or the mother of Musa alayhi salam.
Yes.
So these are some people, some ladies who are not prophet, but they are able to talk to God through the angels. So it's not...
It is again a kind of wahy, isn't it?
I mean, technically,
but it's different from the wahy
yeah,
that was sent to
It's not
to prophet
a prophetic wahy.
That's right.
And that is why to distinguish between these two types of wahy, some scholars prefer to use the term ilham, inspiration, in the term of...
Even to the bee.
Yeah.
You know, in the
yeah.
Holy Quran, it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his wahy. That's
yeah,
right.
Right.
Okay?
So my point is that, our dear Sunni brothers who... may argue that it's not possible for a non-prophet to receive revelation. The point is that the Quran explicitly refers to Lady Maryam, the mother of Musa, alayhi salam, and maybe other people mm-hmm. who also received a kind of revelation or inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
The other point that I would like to share is that to have Mus'haf Fatima was one of the signs for imamate. We know that this Mus'haf was with Lady Zahra salamu alayha
right.
and then Imam Ali alayhi salam. And it was given by each imam to the next imam. So the Shia, they did not have access to this Mus'haf. And it was known to be a sign of imamate. You know that at that time, the Shia were testing the people who claimed to be the imam.
Imams, that's right.
So they had different ways to do that. For example, the knowledge of the imam or the weaponries of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. And one of them was Mus'haf Fatima.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone who claimed imamate, they should show, the Mus'haf Fatima to the people.
So that's like a book of secrets
yeah,
to the imams,
exactly.
one after another. Okay. So, and is it clear why a lady must play a role in here in compiling a book which shows the line of imamate? Because she's the mother of the imams?
Maybe this is one of the ways to show the great status of Lady Zahra Salamunna uh-huh. Alayha.
Okay.
And as I mentioned, one of the reasons and one of the parts of this Mus'haf Fatima is consoling Lady Zahra Salamun Alayha. Mm-hmm. So she has, she has lost her beloved father,
yes.
peace be upon him and his family. And then she went through so many afflictions. So to condole her and console her,
yes.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned, sent the Archangel Jibreel to, give her some news and some revelations, and this is one of the reasons that this is known as Mus'haf Fatima.
All right.
So, in one narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted as saying, "I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that with us, that that is the Imams of the Ahl Bayt, are the secrets of prophethood,
right,
the sword and the armor of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. As I mentioned, the weaponries of the Prophet were among the signs of the Imamate. And I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Mus'haf Fatima is with us.
Mm-hmm.
So as Shia, we believe that now this is in the hands of Imam Mahdi.
Imam Mahdi,
Allah has sent his reappearance, right, and inshallah after his reappearance, we will have the opportunity to also to see Mus'haf Fatima.
So when this Mus'haf was compiled by Lady Fatima, it was given to Imam Ali alayhi salam, isn't it?
Sure.
So because she passed away sooner, yeah, than Imam Ali, yeah, alayhi salam, then Imam Ali alayhi salam has it and give it to Imam Hassan al-Mushtaba, Imam al-Hussein, and one more.
All
one
the way to Imam Mahdi.
All right.
Salam.
Okay.
Right.
That's right.
So just to add what I mentioned, some non-Shi'as, they explicitly have claimed that the Shi'a have another Qur'an. They call it Mus'haf Fatima, and their Qur'an is completely different from the Qur'an which was revealed to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. And maybe in the past, it was justified for some non-Shi'as to claim that because they did not have access to true knowledge. But unfortunately, still today, we see that among some Wahhabi scholars, they have repeated the same claims.
All right.
For example, one of them, known as Nasser Ghifari, he claims that the Shi'a, they believe that their imams also had a kind of prophethood.
All right.
And that revelation was manifested in the book Mus'haf Fatima.
Uh-huh.
But as I mentioned, Mus'haf Fatima is just some basically news of the past,
right,
and future.
Future, that's right.
And it has no relation to the Noble Book of Quran. And mm-hmm. that is why the Imams of the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam, they also have referred to this point by that's saying, right, that, for example, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, I swear by Allah that Mus'haf Fatima is with us, and there is no even one verse in Mus'haf Fatima.
So no interpretation, isn't
no,
it? No, okay.
It has nothing to do with the interpretation.
Of the Quran.
The interpretation is regarding the Kitab Ali alayhi salam, uh-huh, and that is another story.
Mus'haf Ali, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That book is about the occasion of the revelation of the verses and the, yes, interpretation of the verses.
Really interesting.
Mus'haf Fatima,
right,
is basically about the past event and some news about the future.
That's right.
According to another narration, Mus'haf Fatima is, in terms of volume, is three times as the volume of the Noble Book of Quran,
right,
but there is no verse in the Mus'haf Fatima.
That's right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding Mus'haf Fatima to Zahra, which is in the hands of Imam As. So many people in Shia are interested in knowing that because Shias are accused that, for example, they even don't know who were their imams on that time. But according to prophetic, we can say prediction, and also Mus'haf Fatima, the names of the imams, yeah, also were mentioned over there. There is also a famous hadith by Prophet Muhammad regarding to 12 caliphs, sure, also naming the imams. And all this show the authenticity of the line of imamate after the demise of Prophet Muhammad. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding Mus'haf Fatima to Zahra.
My pleasure.
And dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, we leave you in Allah's care. Goodbye.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير الحسن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن